Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Live show is up from Friday night at the Admiral. Sold out. Great time. 9.5 Toad Luke was there, and his shirt said, "I just came to the show to see Nick's mom." And there's a great photo of Nick and Nick's mom and Luke in this picture, too. I think I shared that on my Facebook and Twitter, too. So I just came to the show to see. He's got a bunch of shirts like that where he just buys them.
Custom made.
Yeah. And I don't know where he wears them other places, you know. where's he wear that shirt again?
That's kind of a one-night shirt, isn't it?
It is.
I know that.
It becomes a painting shirt immediately.
I'm sure he has many special occasion shirts.
He does. Yeah. He does.
Unless you start inviting him to family dinners, Nick. I mean, then he could get a little more wear out of the shirt.
I think my mom went right up to him. She's like, "I'm Nick's mom."
Yeah. He knows. Yeah, it's a great photo.
We've met.
Luke's a big 6'4" black dude. I love this look. You know, maybe not that quite.
Yeah,
that
how
tall,
was she able to figure out who he was?
Yeah, he had closed-toed shoes on. It wasn't that easy.
Yeah, you're right. Right. He probably wears those all the time.
Yeah, I think so.
The podcast is up wherever you get your podcasts. Check out the live show from Friday. It's dirty words, a lot of dirty words in there. So, but it was a great time, and people seemed to enjoy it. So, all the comics kicked ass.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, dude, everybody killed.
Yeah. It was a good time. So, thanks again. If you showed up and paid money to go see that, you know, I know it's a visual spectacular. It really is.
You
know.
It was.
Oh, you got to see me go full on Frank Gallagher at the end. So there's that.
Yes, you did.
Somebody did mention to me that like Todd reminds me of William H. Macy from Shameless. I could see it.
It was impressive though. Somebody pointed out that you were reading during the second podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, we were reading the T-shirts from Deadpool names and the T-shirts from the metal bands, which we can't say anywhere near the air. You know, it's funny because those names for the bands you can hear on the podcast are some of the hardcore sayings we've ever said on a microphone. And I wasn't going to do them early in the show. I thought, it's kind of hardcore. And then at the end, we're so hammered, we started reading them all. A lot of them had the word Jesus in there and not in a flattering way. So check it out.
And again, I still maintain many of those shirts on that list were probably sold in the building we were sitting.
Oh, they play that venue, right?
At some point, I bet you almost all of those bands had played that room. Yeah,
so-called slash Admiral, right?
Yeah, I hadn't been there since they renovated it. It's really nice.
They did a nice job. I want to thank, by the way, a lot of people from Wichita showed in Lincoln, so thank you from all over listening area, and we appreciate you coming. Nick's heading down to Wichita, coming up doing some comedy or something.
Yeah, I'll be there next month, May 23rd through the 25th. Go to divorcéscomedy.com. And I'll be in Council Bluffs this Friday at Maggie Mae's.
And speaking of divorcés, that was somebody else.
That's where Zach and Chris are playing this
Thursday
night.
They're in Wichita too, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, Thursday night.
All right. And they're going to phone the program a little later on this morning. You got something this week, Nick?
Yeah, Maggie Mae's in Council Bluffs on Friday.
Okay. Maggie Mae.
Yeah.
It's a Rod Stewart tribute bar.
Are you with anybody? Yeah.
I think that's Gary and I.
Oh, Gary. Okay. Yeah, Gary had a good time. Got to meet Gary's lady. Yeah. I had a lot of people say it'd be a.
It is Gary.
That Gary's going to be a TV star. So he does TV.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
He's a good looking dude, man. Yeah, he does TV. So.
Well, now when I brought him up, like with that whole, I don't know if you guys have watched the Nickelodeon thing.
Well, I forgot. You said he was on top of. He was on iCarly, which I love saying on iCarly. Because now she's a grown woman, she can say that. But he also did that episode with NCIS, something like that, SWAT.
SWAT,
which was cool. We played a.
But the iCarly he was on, I think that he was on like the revamped version. So I don't,
he took on a date.
Yeah, he wasn't around the sets that made the documentary.
No, he was not. No.
Oh, that's right. I still haven't watched that.
The hand, that looks it just looks sad. That documentary.
Yeah, it looks like it looks heavy.
Well, you see the one video that the guy that made a ton of money off making those shows, he's not been arrested or anything. He's just a weirdo, little handsy. The fat guy, the big fat guy, who also was an actor himself. I mean, I remember seeing him on shows when he was a kid. There's one point they're wrapping up an iCarly episode.
Is he the creator?
Yeah, he's just the whole Svengali.
He does all those
shows. Yeah, you'd recognize him because he was an
Dan
actor.
Schneider. Is that
Dan
the guy's
Schneider,
name?
Yeah, he was an actor too. They showed his house on TV. It's a mansion. I mean, it's huge for a mansion. But he was there's the end of a they're wrapping up a iCarly episode, maybe the season when the one I'm familiar with, my daughter watched it. And he reaches over, just kind of gives her a big hug, but he holds her too long, like you know. You don't really grab a 13-year-old girl like that when you're a grown man, you know.
No.
Oh, that's what I recognize this dude from. He was in Good Burger.
He was in Good Burger. He did some TV shows himself. He made a fortune by being a Svengali of these shows.
He created, executive produced, and wrote Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, iCarly, Victorious, Sam and Cat.
That is some cash, man.
Ton of stuff from Nickelodeon in the early to mid 2010s.
There's a montage of like all the suggestive stuff that was on those shows. It was pretty brutal.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched iCarly. We weren't expecting it, and they had like a syringe of something that just like exploded on their faces. Like, my kids and I just started laughing. Really, I felt like it's not a fun.
Was it white
it's
stuff?
It's not a comedy documentary, but no. It wasn't. I was like, that's absolutely crazy, and it's sad too because that dude, that Drake Bell.
A lot of his adult problems came from this, right?
Yeah, and his dad had been like, hey, stay away from that guy. And the dad just kind of, manipulated everything so he could get this kid on his own and get the dad out of the picture.
Oh, that's so creepy, man. That sucks. You're right, because that guy's an adult. He's been in some trouble, you know? Yeah. And he was just a star of that show, yeah. All right, Puss, why do I want to poop in stores? I don't poop in stores. I don't want to.
I think we just established last week that you're always pooping in stores.
But I'm not. Well, if I got to go, I've said that I'm not one of those kind of guys that if I have to hop in a car and drive 20 miles home. If I got to go to the bathroom, I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah. Now, granted, not a gas station, not a crappy bar. I would never sit down in any of those kind of places, no, for sure. But, yeah, a nice restaurant. And the convenience stores, those bathrooms are always really clean, too. If you got to go, you got to go. You know?
Well, apparently lots of people report that coffee shops and bookstores.
Well, coffee runs your poop.
Well, and that's
you start drinking coffee, you got
to
poop.
That's part of it. They say that, of course, coffee's been known to stimulate contractions in the colon, speeds up digestion. And it's I didn't know this. They say even if you don't drink it, if you're just a
smell it,
it can round be... It can be airborne, basically.
Secondhand coffee?
Right.
Yeah, but the theory behind this is it's shopping that makes people poop.
There's some of that, too.
Well, you're walking.
Yeah.
You're bending over, things are getting moving.
You're bending over. You're squatting down. You're trying to poop.
Well, if you're at a store, and there's something down on a lower shelf.
You're moving things around. You're right. Yeah. In your system. Yeah. Right.
But they also say that bookstore, they say there's a theory that the smell of ink and paper has a natural laxative effect. Although that hasn't been thoroughly studied, they say.
Even the old mimeograph machine as kids, we'd sniff that stuff and they handed them out.
Like a line of Coke? You just immediately had to go poop?
Everybody put their papers by their nose.
I don't recall having to poop afterwards.
No, I think we had more control of our sphincters back in those days. We do now, Todd.
Yeah. I think there's anybody who's pooping reasons. In a public place who wanted to do that.
Not want to, but you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Just your day's a little worse now.
Right.
Yep. Leaning forward or being hunched over while shopping for books massages the digestive organs. Oh, that sounds good right now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And leads to an easier time passing a bowel movement.
Right.
Yeah, they also say some people, you know, there's, you know, the social anxiety if they're, you know, they don't like being out in public, that can stimulate things to go, oh, I got to go now.
And so,
I always give a courtesy flush out those places too, because I don't want that place destroyed right away. Somebody keep walking
in.
That's
nice.
The doctor says feeling relaxed or anxious by shopping can bring.
Yeah, or maybe you're somebody who really loves shopping and it really relaxes you, and then all of a sudden I got to poop.
Well, for Todd's going to work, you poop as soon as you get here, man.
I do.
Yeah. But I think that's just more of a timing of being out of bed.
Right. That's the morning constitution.
Yeah.
Is anybody ever in there at that time? We're here early, and the office is around the building.
No, but there was a brief moment where both Puss and I were in the bathroom this morning, so no one was running the store. There was no one.
Was your door open?
In this space. Well, because
Todd used to poop with the door open.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
I generally close the door anymore.
Yeah, because it's public now. Right?
it looked a little conspicuous.
Although at the radio station, it's public too, Todd. They're your coworkers.
Right. But no, the other place, I just wanted to get the TV people talking.
They talked about us no matter what, Todd.
I know. We've established you have claustrophobia. That's why you don't want to close that one, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, and I'm kind of with Todd because two studios ago...
That was a small toilet hole.
And
right?
if you remember, one of those, the one on the left, it was off-center.
Yep.
Shift.
You had, like, the left side of you was basically leaning up against the stall wall. You had to sit on that thing kind of, you know, angled to the right.
That was weird.
It was very weird.
It was some bad engineering.
It was terrible.
Bad design.
It was like they put up the dividers
without measuring.
I don't know. It was dumb.
Yeah.
So I could see why Todd wanted to leave the door open.
But people, because there was a lot of people working there then at the time, and I remember people would come back and say, especially they'd tell you, Push, look at,
yeah.
Why does Todd poop with the door open?
Because that's what Todd does.
Claustrophobia.
Yeah.
That's what he
does. As with most things where the question started with, why does Todd, I go, I don't know. I don't
Same
know.
Answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do people ask me? Nobody comes to me.
Well, they never come to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's because we were telling them at that time they needed to avert their gaze and walk to the other side of the hallway if they saw you.
Well, we had, remember, Jimmy Casino would tell people that the dividers were up because I look at people's wieners.
Yeah, that was that same bathroom, too.
He would tell new people that came to the stage. And once I found that, I just laughed. Perfect. I didn't care, man.
Yeah, that was that same bathroom, that divider.
All these interns are in there thinking, I'm going to look at their wiener, right?
That's the Tyler divider, so that he can't see your junk when you're peeing next to him.
No, they're everywhere, by the way. They're everywhere. You
know? Well, and never mind, he was in charge of hiring people.
I know.
So he could hire people, and then right on their first day, hey, by the way, be careful. Tyler
poops with the door open. Tyler looks at your wiener.
Yeah. Tyler likes to look at your junk when you're peeing.
He used to tell people,
by the way,
not to talk to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would tell them all kinds of things.
It's awesome.
That's funny. All right. Zach Byers from Shinedown and Chris Porter, Campfire Astronauts, coming to a town near you, including Wichita, right?
Wichita on Thursday, Kansas City on Friday.
And, they're going to call today because apparently they're together and they'll nudge each other. You know.
Well, they're scheduled to call again today.
Right.
Porter was very apologetic.
I know. I'll give him a little crap. And I want to thank everybody who showed up at the live show, too. If you want to hear the live show, if you're there, want to hear it, relive it, or because you probably were drunk when you were listening to it. But you can hear it on the podcast now. Everybody can hear it on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. It's all one big chunk, 2.5 hours. That includes all the comedy.
About 2 hours,
right?
Right at about 2 hours.
We were going to do this on, but that proved to be a little too lengthy on Friday night. But we do have the novella from the escort who answered all of our questions.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
From Thursday and Friday.
We also have a couple more like boil, cyst, fistula. Things that came in.
Great.
Nick, I was thinking about you.
Enjoy the breakfast. And Nick finished up his set on stage by doing this orgasm He was having like a maybe a 40-second orgasm on stage. And your daughter had never seen that bit. She liked that bit?
She did not.
That's the part she did not like.
What?
Her dad having an orgasm on stage, at least pretending to have
she
an orgasm.
She doesn't know comedy.
No. Good thing you're not tailing
her. She was right in front.
Your comedy.
I mean, I saw your family right in front.
Yeah.
All of our families are right in front, pretty
close,
much.
But what are you going to do? I mean, that's the joke. Just,
I think 37
what were you looking
seconds
at when you were doing that bit? Because you could see people in the crowd.
I try not to make eye contact.
Especially during that bit.
I think it's better for everybody. Yeah.
Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.